teacher strike angry and defiant Socialist Party teachers. Enough is enough. That was the message from National Union of Teachers NUT members in the recent strike ballot, with an emphatic 91.7% yes vote. Today's strike represents a backlash against continued attacks on teachers and education as a whole. Workload, micromanagement and performance-related pay are forcing record numbers out of the profession, and fueling a teacher shortage crisis. The bruising testing regime in all key stages has led to extreme stress and anxiety amongst students. But the tide can be turned. The Tories are in complete disarray after the EU referendum, but we're a weak government already. Nicky Morgan has U-turned on baseline testing, and zigzagged on forcing all schools to become academies. And now, post-referendum, policy exchange, the Tories' favorite think tank, predicts the white paper is a goner. We need to make that happen and get back onto the front foot. Escalation. We know that, if we are to beat the Tories, one strike day will not be enough. It is imperative that NUT members and the government know that we are fighting to win this time. That means we must go into the summer holidays with more dates for strike action announced for the autumn term, as agreed by NUT conference. This will give confidence to Unison and GMB members to turn their conference's decisions to take industrial action into a reality. The NUT should convene a meeting between the leaderships of all the education unions to discuss how to link up the disputes in the autumn term. This should be organized as a matter of urgency. A joint negotiating strategy could be developed to ensure that all education workers can get behind a program of action. The call should go out for members' meetings at local and workplace level between the unions to prepare for coordinated action. Building communities and among students. The scale of cuts to education proposed by this government is unprecedented. Schools across the country, especially in the cities, face massive cuts. Some London secondary schools are reporting cuts of up to £2.3 million in the next few years, and that will damage students' education. That means we must build campaigns in the communities to fight these cuts. These campaigns would also be able to take up the issue of testing, particularly SATs, and lay the ground for a boycott next year. Parents, students, and education workers have the potential to create a mighty social movement in defense of education with industrial action at its core. Reports from the strike Leicester. Leicester teachers were emotional, angry, and defiant. Emotional because teachers know that children are being hurt by the cuts and you can't do your job properly because of the workload. Angry because speakers explained how money was going, and defiant because they can't take any more. The NUT was supported by the UKU Lecturers Union, who chose to strike on same day. Unison and Bakers Union members also joined the march, and the Trades Council. There was great applause when Tony Church, Secretary of Leicester and District Trade Union Council, called for all unions to unite and strike together. The biggest cheer of the rally was when Tony defended Jeremy Corbyn against Labour's right wing. Heather Oling Walthamp's Dow Connaught School. A pupil at Connaught School in Leytonstone, East London, pointed at the badge in support of the strike and said, "Well done." NUT members here were part of the national action today. There is also an ongoing local strike at the school against increased workload. I visited the picket to support the strikers, and I took along a Socialist Party petition to build support for the calling of a labor movement conference in defense of Jeremy Corbyn. Ian Paterson Holy Family School. The Socialist Party brought support and solidarity to teachers striking at Holy Family Catholic School in Walthamstow, East London, and was warmly received, including with offers of biscuits and balloon games. New NUT rep Sarah spoke to the socialist from the picket line. She said, "We are striking because of the cuts to education and the threat enforced academization, which is pretty much still on the Tories' agenda. Other issues include class sizes, the marginalization of arts subjects. I've got Teddy, my 5-year-old, here with me, and I worry about what it's going to be like for him in school." She and Erich had recently taken on a job share for the rep's role, and are rebuilding a strong trade union tradition at the school. Significantly, Unison members all took stickers and leaflets and were supportive. The Socialist Party calls for the next strike to be coordinated across all school workers to defend education. The picket got supportive honks from cars and buses and fist pumps, cycle bells and whoops from passers-by. We all need a fight back. All the teachers on the picket line wanted to see trade union action to defend Jeremy Corbyn, and signed the call for trade union leaders to initiate a labor movement conference to build active defense. Sarah Sanchez Eldridge, Southampton. Southampton Nut organized an energetic rally addressed by new and experienced activists. The biggest round of applause came in response to a Socialist Party teacher's call for coordination with all education unions and an escalation of action in the autumn term. The Southampton rally laid the foundations for this with a delegation from Unison representing school support staff and UQ on strike at both of the city's universities. Josh Asker, London. Comments recorded by James Kerr. A Brent Nut rep: for the first time in years our school was fully closed with 65 plus teachers taking action. It shows a strength of feeling, teachers have had enough. The chant "Teachers and Doctors Unite" and strike rang out after the news arrived that the junior doctors have rejected the government's latest proposed contract. We need to coordinate the strikes and get this government out. Brent MFL teacher: I've had enough of Tory cuts, I've had enough of them jeopardizing our kids' future, I've had enough of them cutting our school's budget by 14%, and then saying we are harming education by going out on strike for a day. Supply teacher: I'm annoyed about the state of everything. Workload and standardized testing has taken all the fun and creativity out of everything. It feels like the whole profession is being squeezed. Liverpool Leeds. Striking teachers from around West Yorkshire gathered in central Leeds today to protest against the Tories' draconian education reforms. Faced with real-term budget cuts of 9.14% over the next 3 years, the destruction of national terms and conditions, and forced academisation, those present were in a militant mood. Around 500 to 600 people gathered in Victoria Gardens, including teachers, lecturers, support staff, parents, and students. The demonstration marched through central Leeds to a rally point, and heard from a variety of speakers. Highlights included an impassioned defense of creative subjects in schools, solidarity from the UQ, and a classroom teacher declaring, "We are teachers, trade unionists, and we simply must win this." The last speaker, one of the region's Nutneck members, confirmed that future action was being planned, but there were no specific points made about strategy going forward. The Nut nationally must come up with a clear timeline of escalating strike action, coordinated with other unions including the junior doctors who today rejected the government's contract offer, with a view to defeating the already weakened Tory government. A Socialist Party initiated petition calling for the labor movement to organize a conference in defense of Jeremy Corbyn gathered over 100 signatures in an hour, an important sign of the mood on a day when Labour deputy leader Tom Watson is meeting with union leaders to try to persuade them to withdraw their thus far solid backing for Corbyn. James Ellis, Leeds Socialist Party and Nut Striker, Durham. Hundreds of striking teachers converged in Durham for a march to the city's center and a rally. This is a young workforce who feel they have no option but to take on a government attacking both themselves and children who are being tested to death. Teachers at the rally spoke of their love of teaching, but also how they constantly felt knackered at the long hours they work. One art teacher from Gateshead talked about the impact of cuts in art and drama within the school curriculum. She also spoke about the growing number of kids coming to school without breakfast and those facing problems such as depression and self-harm. For them, art and drama classes can be a safe haven, where they have a chance of flowering, but Tories are denying children this opportunity. One parent commented that Tory Education Minister Nicky Morgan accuses teachers of jeopardizing children's education, when the reality is that Morgan's Department of Education is playing political ping-pong with children's education. Teachers expressed solidarity with Durham's teaching assistants who are facing being sacked by Durham's Labour-controlled county council, then being reinstated on worse terms and conditions. Elaine Brunskill Hackney. This article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 5th of July 2016 and varies from the version printed in the Socialist